Egypt's president has been re-elected.
That's right, it's reported. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has won 92% of the vote in the preliminary results. But here's the thing, his only opponent, Mustafa Musa, probably doesn't really care that much because he's actually backed Sisi to win a second term. So what does this continued leadership of the Egyptian president mean for Christians in the country? Well, joining us on the line to talk about that very issue is Andrew Boyd. He is from the religious freedom charity Release International. Afternoon to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon to you, Marcus.
Give us then your take then. What does this mean for Christians in Egypt?
Well, you have to recognize we're not talking about the United Kingdom here. It's an extremely different situation. So on one hand, relief. Because under President al-Sisi, things have quietened down considerably for Christians within Egypt. When the Muslim Brotherhood was in power, and particularly when the Brotherhood was ousted, we had a spate of church burnings. More than 80 churches were burned. Christian homes and businesses were attacked. Now, effectively, we have a kind of an elected military rule, if that makes any sense. Al-Sisi's background is he was a former field marshal. He's now, of course, a president. He's stepped out of the military. He's been elected virtually unopposed. So you have a strong man running the helm of Egypt, and for many Christians there who've suffered a great deal of persecution at the hands of extremists, they breathe a sigh of relief. But that's only half the story. The other half of the story is that what is happening in Cairo is not happening in the rest of the country. So if you go to Sinai, for example, Islamic State is getting a stronghold, a foothold within Sinai. They want to establish a stronghold. Egypt, under al-Sisi, has been attempting to drive out Islamic State from Sinai. But they've been killing Christians, they've been driving them from their homes. And if you go to Upper Egypt, for which you need to head south from Cairo through the desert, you end up in an area where Christians are not welcome. So many Christians are persecuted there by extremists, not by the government, not by the state, but by extremists. And there's been an absolute outbreak of kidnapping of Christians there. Christian children are kidnapped and held for ransom. Probably even worse than that, Christian girls are being kidnapped and forced to convert. And it's believed that this is being funded with cash from Saudi Arabia. So there is a great need to protect Egypt's Christian minority. And Release International's message to President al-Sisi is, congratulations on your second term. Please step up that fight to defend what is now the largest remaining bastion of Christianity in the Middle East. So many Christians have fled. In your country, Mr. President, we ask you to protect them, especially in Upper Egypt and Sinai.
So two sides to the story there then, Andrew. If we focus then on that idea that Christians are still facing persecution in some of these areas, you issued there a call to the president, but what exactly do you need from the president to ensure that Christians are better treated and are given extra security?
Well, if you go, for instance, to Cairo, you'll find that in the largest of churches, there is something of a military presence to protect those churches from attack. You see a smaller military presence when you go to Upper Egypt. But what's needed fundamentally here is a change of culture, and that can only come from the top. Christians are regarded as second-class citizens. It's extremely difficult to build a church. It's very hard to repair a church in Egypt, to be given the permission to do that. And there's a culture which says that they have no right to be in the land. Well, this is somewhat ridiculous because Christians precede Islam by hundreds of years in Egypt. They are a minority, but that minority needs to be defended. But part of that is a need to change the culture, to recognize and respect the rights of Christians and all Egyptians as equal citizens in that country. And that has to come from the very top. There's a lot of work still to be done on this.
So we turn to prayer then, Andrew. We know it's really important that we are praying for our brothers and sisters around the world. But I remember speaking to an Egyptian Christian earlier this year who said, pray for us, but don't pray for the persecution to stop, because the persecution shows that they're doing something right. So how can we be praying for Christians in that country?
Okay, let's be biblical about it. Bear with me a second. Let's not pray for them. Let's pray instead for their president, Al-Sisi. It was Paul who said, pray for those in authority, and he had Nero in mind. Nero was an appalling persecutor of Christians. He did terrible things. This president needs wisdom. He needs courage. He needs courage also to represent himself effectively and well amongst his own people and to stand up to extremism amongst his own people. So let's pray for him that he has that wisdom, that he has that courage, that people with an insight into what is going on actually get his ear, that he has people around him who he can trust, who will tell him what is going on, and that he will take decisive action. We need to recognize that in a country which is divided, and Egypt is, you have factions within the military and the police. So we need to pray that he's able to bring those factions under a consolidated leadership and protect the Christians in the Middle East. Because if that Christian, substantial Christian minority in Egypt goes, we know that people like Islamic State will turn their focus onto Europe. It's in our interests to pray for the church in Egypt to be strengthened.
Okay, Andrew, thank you so much for your time on the programme today. Really do appreciate that. That's Andrew Boyd from Release International talking about the state of religious freedom in Egypt after the country just re-elected its president.